بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى، اما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القران المجيد والفرقان الحميد: اعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. قل ان كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. With regard to the importance of the sunnah of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and revise a few sunnahs with the intention that we gain the knowledge of the sunnahs of Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah puts the great love and greatness of the sunnahs in our heart, and we make a firm intention to practice upon it and spread it throughout the world, inshallah. We are busy discussing the sunnahs when entering and leaving the toilet. Yesterday we learned the sunnah that if a person goes in the toilet, if he got a ring or anything, Allah's name or Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's name is on there, he should remove it. However, if he's got a taweez on him and it's covered in cloth, you can't see anything, then it's permissible. Then we learned when relieving oneself, you should not be facing Qibla, whether it's from the front or from the back. And this is very important that we should keep. We should be conscious about this, even in our homes, wherever we have to go for necessity, any hotel or something, then a person should sit a bit sideways and don't face towards the Qibla. The next one that we learn, when relieving oneself, do not speak except out of absolute necessity. The toilet, a person shouldn't speak. However, it is absolute necessity, you only say those few things. Also, do not engage in any zikr while in the toilet. Intentionally, it is disrespect to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In fact, any place, even you're driving past and there's a bad odor, at that time, don't take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is disrespect to the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So in the toilet, a person mustn't think, oh, I'm a very great buzurg. I have to make zikr in the toilet also. Although the pious servants are such that unintentionally Allah Ta'ala's thoughts come in their minds also. And still that is why they say Ghufranak. Oh Allah, please forgive us. And we should say Ghufranak because we are unmindful. Even in the toilet we are unmindful what we are doing. People are busy looking at magazines and just seeing the phone, etc. This shouldn't be the case. Then the next sunnah is, be extremely careful and sure that droplets of urine and stool do not splash upon one, as most of the punishment of the qabr, of the grave, is due to not protecting oneself from urine splashes. This is also extremely necessary, extremely important, that a person when he relieves himself, then see that these splashes don't splash upon a person and be extremely careful. And then even especially in the high toilet, it's even more difficult. A person, the stool that is falling down, and then the dirty water that is sometimes splashing, a person should make sure you put, if it is necessary, you have to relieve yourself on a high toilet, put enough tissue inside, etc. So this is extremely important, and here we see how Islam has taught us total purity, and how we should remain pure. And today we want to be overtaken by what the so-called Western world want to teach us of purity. They don't know anything about purity, and they want to teach us about sanitization. And we are so overtaken with that. Even their sanitization is full of haram chemicals. 90% alcohol in all the sanitizations, etc. And we also like fools just sanitizing ourselves. Allahu Akbar. We should be much more alert. Just keep a small bottle of water. And if they force you, you must sanitize. Say, no, I got my own sanitization. Then they won't trouble you also. But we have just become like Allah Ta'ala save us. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, we'll become like the scum of the earth. That people won't have respect for us. That is when the love of dunya enter our hearts and we're scared to die. Now we think if we don't sanitize, we'll die. If we don't wear the mask, we'll die. No, here we got our thorough purity that we have been taught in our deen. That every aspect of purity, be careful. not even a drop of urine. And these people, they are so unmindful, not even unmindful, they are so negligent. They just urinate anywhere. They don't wash themselves. They don't, and the drops in their clothes, etc., whether it's man or woman, and they are now putting sanitization for us. Where our senses are gone. We are supposed to be showing the world what is reality and what is... This was the time to teach people what is taharat. But unfortunately, when we don't stick on the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we inside the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam supposed to have awe that when people see us, they are supposed to have respect and care for us. Today it has become the opposite. We see them and we get scared. That what will happen if I don't use it, then they won't allow me in the shop, etc. No, you must make every excuse to try and avoid that. The strength will come the more we make the zikr of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's consciousness comes in the heart. Then we'll realize who can cause me harm, who can benefit me. Only Allah Rabbul Izzat. Nobody. And then your person won't be awe-stricken, won't be scared of anything. But the only thing you'll be scared, I mustn't disobey my Allah. That is the main thing we have to be scared about, which unfortunately myself, not the thought doesn't come to me, that what am I doing? Is Allah pleased with me or not? So for this, when we make our zikr, yesterday we learned this beautiful poem, that Uta gham rakum mid imdadi haqse tujhe gham hai kya? That you're asking Allah, that, oh Allah, I don't want anything in both the worlds, my objective is only you. Then you think, Hazrat Haji Imdadullah, the Shaykh of Mashayikh, he is making the zikr, and then the thought comes to his mind that, oh Imdad, what are you asking? You're asking Allah Himself, and you're saying you don't want anything of both the worlds, you only want Allah, and even Jannah. When we get the company, the majlis of Allah, the whole of Jannah will be like cold. We won't even, when Jannah is so beautiful, the creator of Jannah, how beautiful. Then a person will forget about all the bounties. But now a person realizes me and asking such a great thing, then Haji Imdadullah Rahmatullah Ali says, that lift this grief of yours, that how can I ask like this from Allah? Rakum meed, have hope. That Allah is so kind. Allah gives according to your desire. Allah doesn't give according to the person. Who is the person? Rich, poor, learned, not learned. So have hope, oh Haji Imdadullah, that, and he's teaching us that we, each one should take his own name and so to say think, that you have hope in Allah Ta'ala's special mercy. And why then you shouldn't have fear? Ask Allah Ta'ala for the best all the time. And then, what Allah gives you, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. So in zikr, we are asking Allah Ta'ala for the best thing, that, oh Allah, I only want you, nothing else. And then further in the next poem, we learn so beautifully this poem, that now you're sitting and making zikr. People ask you, what's wrong with you? You're just sitting every time in zikr, what you doing? So, koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hu? Somebody asks you, what you asking? You're sitting in one corner, or you're sitting with those people making zikr, what you're asking for? That, koi mujhse poochhe, main kya mangta hu, main apne khuda se khuda mangta hu. What you asking me? I'm asking for the one who made me, who created me, who's looking after me, who's giving me all my bounties. I'm asking for Allah Himself. So what you know what I'm asking for? I'm asking, this is where I'll get the best of everything. So that is the object of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that we learn how to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and become the favorites of Allah. By Allah, there is no qualification to become a favorite. Any person can become the favorite of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, provided we open our hearts and we recognize Allah Rabbul Izzat. And that is why Allah has given us this great means of getting connected to Allah Ta'ala, the salah that Allah has given us. So this is what we are learning in this period, is what is salah all about? Just to come to know what is it. Then a person will realize that how can I draw from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So with regard to this, Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadi alladhina astafa. Amma ba'd. فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قد أفلح المؤمنون الذين هم في صلاتهم خاشعون. That we have been learning that what a great ni'mat and a great gift the salah Allah Ta'ala has given us, and marhamat. In Urdu, marhamat means when you give somebody a gift with great honor. Allah has given us this gift in such a great honor that Allah send it directly with Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not even Jibreel alayhi salam in between. And so to say, on a golden tray, somebody send a gift for you, you get so happy. And if a great person is bringing that gift, then how much more happy you will get. You will really appreciate that gift. So if we only realize what a great gift Salah is, and then Allah gave it to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and then send Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to the world to present it to the ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to present it to the bandas, the slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So if only a person realize, and as we were learning, this is such a great gift that all the creation of Allah Ta'ala, Allah made us the best. We are the special person in the court of Allah. So Allah Ta'ala, what Allah gave the whole creation piecemeal, just the one part of it. And Allah gave us the whole thing, what Allah gave the whole creation to do, part of Salah. Allah gave us all that in 2 rakat Salah. And then all the different ibadats that a person can just be engaged in, just ibadat on this occasion, on that occasion, in 2 rakat Salah, Allah gave us all the ibadat also. So all the whatever, all the creation are being in the obedience of Allah, as far as Salah, the greatest ibadat. And then what all the other ibadat are, Allah has encompassed it in 2 rakat Salah. So what a great gift. If a person realizes this, then a person won't even think twice, must I go for Salah or not? Forget, must I go for Salah? Must I read the 2 rakat Nafal Namaz? You won't delay. You'll rather delay your appointment. You'll rather let delay going home or something. But you won't delay. Even 2 rakats, you'll try your best not to miss out. So as we are learning, that in namaz, there is zakat that you have to be spending also. You have to pay for water, etc. Here we think it's just free of charge. But we should realize that it has to be paid for. Even at home, you're opening the tap, think that the bill is going to come end of the month. So all this is like zakat. And then a person in namaz, he's got hajj also. In other words, facing the Kaaba Sharif, this is a form of hajj. And then, Allahu Akbar. Further, how in hajj, you're moving from Arafat, you're moving from Safa to Marwa, etc. Your movements in namaz, that is, like you're moving from Safa to Marwa, etc. Then standing in namaz is like you're standing in Arafat. And a person just ponders this, then how enjoyable namaz becomes. Now you don't have to build on, as we will learn about concentration in front, but this is so easy that I'm standing in Arafat. Now you'll be thinking, if I'm standing in Arafat, why I must just be thinking of Allah Rabbul Izzat, begging from Allah Ta'ala. And in Salah, you hear the Imam reading the ayahs of Jannat, in your mind you beg from Allah Ta'ala. You're on Arafat's Maidan, where all du'as are being accepted, etc. In namaz, there is what is called keeping fast, to control your passion and desire. You can't eat, and in fact, so much so, that in Salah, it is to a greater extent, and even if it is for a small time, that you're not eating and drinking, but you are controlling your passion and your desires, etc. So this is a form of fasting in Salah. But, and in fact, Hazrat says here, it is to a greater extent like how we are fasting. Because here in Salah, your attention is towards your internal and outward. Is waste ke tawajjuh zahiri aur batini taraf ghair ke karna nahi chahe. That in Salah, your attention internally in your heart and externally shouldn't be to anybody else besides Allah. So actually when we are fasting, that's supposed to be our connection. That I'm thinking, and like Allah Ta'ala has mentioned to us through our beloved Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that fasting is only for me. And I know who's fasting. So I will give the reward myself, or I will be the reward. So in Salah also, a person, as he realizes, then his attention is towards him. Then in Salah, Allahu Akbar. There is jihad also in Salah. In which way? Dafa shaitan, dafa karna shaitan ka, aur mushakkat mein dalna nafs ka, isko sunnaton ke auqat mein namaz, uske waaste jihad hai. That in namaz you have to make an effort that shaitan doesn't come interfere with you in your thoughts. First of all, to go for namaz, shaitan doesn't make you lazy, etc. You just get rid of shaitan from yourself, especially early in the morning. You just throw that blanket one side. Shaitan is whispering one side. You just throw that blanket one side. So you're making a great effort. This is jihad. And like Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam told the Sahaba radiallahu anhu also, that we are returning from a small jihad to a big jihad. In the battlefield, to give your life, that why is easy, because the environment was such, and you are eager to give your life. This is now real life to give. That at home now, you are under the hot blanket, etc. And now, Allahu Akbar, Allah is calling you, my banda, where are you? Come and meet me. At that time, to get rid of shaitan, and then to go and on the sunnah time, to perform namaz on its time. And for men, what jamaat, in the masjid, etc. This is jihad. This is real jihad that a person is making. So a person in namaz now, you got all the ibadat, not only two rakat salah, you got zakat, you got hajj, you got fasting, you got jihad, you got all this in two rakat salah. So how can a person ever lose such a great deal? Who's going to give you a deal like this, that what the whole creation are doing? And Allah gives you in two rakat salah. Allahu Akbar. Lekin namaz mein, this is now an extra important thing for a person to realize. Lekin namaz mein dil ki huzuri shart hai. Ke badoon uske ke namazi nahi, ke namaz puri nahi likhi jati hai. Balke kabhi aadhi, kabhi tanha, tihai, ya chotai, ya panchwa hissa, ya chata hissa, ya satwa, ya atwa, ya nawa, ya daswa. But together with all this, when Allah has given you such a great gift, then you should be conscious that this is a gift from Allah. So in namaz, one very important extra aspect is that your mind should be attentive. That I mean in namaz. And that is why for this we learned before all the notes, that do the cause of zikrullah, do the cause of being connected to a shaykh, and then when you gain the ma'rifat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, how great is my Allah, that Allah ta'ala has given me my life, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given, and you learn what will please Allah ta'ala. And when you come in the masjid and you're conscious, I'm coming to meet Allah, that will please Allah Rabbul Izzat. But if you come in a masjid, you are unmindful, you not even, and that is why it is said, a successful woman in her home, when she learns what her husband loves, what he likes, and on time she presents it, he wants his tea this time, like this, all that, that is the most successful housewife. Similarly, a student in the class, etc. And that is what it is meant, that dua lena, take duas from the elders. One is we are taught, ask for dua from your ustaz, from your parents, etc. But one is dua lena, that when you learn the mizaj, the temperament of your parents, your ustaz, your sheikh, and we learn the temperament of Allah, which is mentioned in the Quran Kareem as Sibghat Allah, get colored in the color of Allah. That what Allah wants me to do now, then automatically you don't have to ask your parents for duas. Middle of the night, tahajjud time, they think, hey, this son of mine, he just does whatever I want. The ustad automatically thinks of you. The sheikh automatically thinks of you. So when a person realizes this, automatically his mind is conscious Because without consciousness of an attentiveness of your mind, that you don't have this huzuri that Allah is watching me, or I am, if you can't reach that stage that as if I am seeing Allah, then at least know Allah is seeing me. Because without this, then a person reads such a namaz that you don't get the full reward of namaz. What great reward there is in namaz, you can't imagine. Then according to your attention and according to your effort that you are making, like so much so, Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi even got a special bab, a chapter, that going for Jummah namaz early, that's a jihad in a part of Allah Ta'ala. So not only for Jummah namaz, for all our salah, for our Fajr, for our Isha, etc. This is like a person is now you going in jihad, but you're not attentive. I'm going to fight against the enemy. What a foolish person is that. We are going, we're making all the effort, we're coming to the masjid, but when we come here, then we start talking with somebody, and we're unmindful. We don't even see, did I enter with the right foot or the left foot in the house of Allah Ta'ala. And I just started my namaz, or I came little early and I'm still busy talking. Now Imam Sahib started already and I just come rushing to my namaz. So when that kind of namaz you are performing, then Allahu Akbar. That namaz, what quality will be? Some people, Allah Ta'ala save us, that a person only gets the reward of half his namaz. That means half your concentration is there, half your concentration is not there. So you're only getting 50% sawab. And then some person even less, one third he's only getting. He's only concentrating few seconds, few minutes, and then he forgets where he is. His body is there, his mind is all over in the world. And this mind moves faster than all the jets in the world. Your mind can move in 1 second in America. Now, next second your mind can be on the sports ground. The next second your mind can be in Makkah Sharif, in Medina Sharif. So all over your mind is. So to train this mind, to bring it under control, that I am the slave of Allah. I am standing in front of my master. A slave standing in front of his master and is not attentive. How angry you get. Even a father, you talking to your child and he's looking somewhere else. You shout him, what's wrong with you? I'm talking to you, where are you looking? You tell your students also like that. In front of your sheikh, you won't turn your attention away. Here in front of the kings of kings, Malikul Mulk, and Allah who is my master, who owns me, who made me. How can I stand unattentive in front of Allah? How can I be standing in front of Allah and my mind is not there? So accordingly, that is what we get out of our salah. And accordingly, that is how a person then gets eagerness for salah. If you are unattentive and you're only getting half the reward or the one third and even worse, one quarter of the reward you're getting of your whole salah. Some people only one fifth, some people 1/6, some people 1/7. In other words, only 30% you're getting of your namaz. Some people 1/8, some people only 1/9, 20% out of your whole namaz. You're getting so little sawab. If the boss tell you that you're coming to work, but you're not working properly. Now from your salary, I'm only going to give you 20%. You'll squeal, but it's your own fault. You'll say, what kind boss? Here Allah is not cutting us. And the boss will further say, rather if you're unhappy, don't come to work. Allah doesn't say don't come to work. Allah says come back for salah. Come with proper concentration, devotion, and then see what you will get. Some people get only 1/10 of salah. And worse than that, Allah Ta'ala save us, myself, some people, our namaz goes up to the Allah like a dirty rag. This namaz also takes a form. Like all our ibadah takes a form. And it mustn't take a form of a dirty rag, and Allah tells the angels, throw it back on his face. We don't need this. And like Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the time will come in my ummah, people will perform salah as if we're doing Allah a favor. If I got time, I'll go. I got no time, I won't go. So that is like you guys presenting a dirty rag. Allah is not in need of our salah. We are sarapa, totally muhtaj. We are totally in need. And Allah Ta'ala has allowed us to come. So a person just makes a little effort. And this concentration you develop, and then see how easy it is. Deen is not a difficult exercise that is so hard to develop this concentration. So it's extremely important that sometimes, as we have learned, that in one rakat of namaz you can be making 250 errors and you're getting the curse of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala save us, that namaz, which is supposed to be a great ni'mat, a great barakat and a blessing for us, we make it a curse upon us. Allah Ta'ala save us. And then there, that is why Hazrat says, isi waaste hai ke har rukan namaz mein intiha itna tehre ke koi lahza huzuri muyassar ho. Aur huzuri kai tarah par hai. That is why in every posture of namaz, make this effort that you stand in such a way your body is totally at ease, that for a split moment also, for a few seconds, that attentiveness is in you, that I'm standing in front of Allah. In ruku, you say, go for ruku, in that few seconds, at least think, I'm bowing down in front of Allah Ta'ala. So this is what is called concentration, this devotion. See how easy it is. It's not a difficult task, as we all learn. Many forms of devotion to build this concentration, this presence of Allah Ta'ala in salah, it is very, very easy. But we don't do the cause of salah. That is why we don't, the whole life we live, just leading an unmindful salah. And then we don't getting the benefit, so we lazy. We don't pay attention towards salah. When you just do this little effort to learn what is concentration, devotion, that just for a few seconds, that a person realizes, I am in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Here, Shah Ahmad Shaheed rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, in every rukun, Allahu Akbar, our great Akabir Hazrat Mawlana Madani rahmatullah alayhi has mentioned, that concentration and devotion, even for few seconds in your whole namaz, you thought I'm in front of Allah ta'ala. That is also devotion. That is also concentration. So how easy it is. Deen is not hard. Deen is very easy. And as you get concentration in salah, you'll see the enjoyment and you want to concentrate more. And then you want to think of Allah Ta'ala more. Then how to build us more? Yeah. The further Hazrat explained, ek ye ke mazmoon har rukan ka khiyal kare. Aur aapko samne apne Rab ke jaane. Aur usko mutawajji hal apne ka samjhe. That another way of concentration is that in every posture, just think that Allah is watching me and I'm in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In other words, even for 2-3 seconds when you stand, I'm standing in front of Allah. You in ruku, I'm in front of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Just think of that, just even 1-2 seconds, that will be regarded as a namaz that is passed. It's not a namaz that will be like a dirty rag. Then the more you build your concentration, the more you will be getting closer and closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And a person realizes, just be conscious and build this consciousness that I am in front of Allah. Allah ta'ala is with me now. Allah ta'ala is looking at me all the time. Allahu Akbar. When you know that attention, Hazrat is focusing on me all the time, how happy you get. In a majlis, you see your Shaykh is looking at you, you get so happy. And the focus of Allah, of a Shaykh, there's so much barakat, then the focus of Allah Ta'ala. But if you're unattentive, then the Shaykh will look at you, but he'll be unhappy. What is wrong with this person? He's studying in a program, but he's busy with his cell phone, he's busy with something else. So we should just build this concentration to think. For the moment when you start, I'm standing in front of Allah. You're standing in Qiyam, even for a few seconds, think, I'm in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So another way to build this concentration and devotion is that this namaz don't curse us and it doesn't go up like a dirty rag. That is, a person, ek ye hai ke mazmoon har rukan ka khiyal kare. Aur aapko sab that what topic you are discussing with Allah Ta'ala. Like Imam Shafi rahmatullah alayhi said, when you stand in namaz and you take qasam that I spoke to Allah Ta'ala, then your qasam is not wrong. It is absolutely true, because you're talking, you're having a dialogue with Allah Ta'ala when you're reciting Quran. So when you're talking to somebody and you're not conscious what you're saying, you just say, after that the person said, you said this, I didn't know I said this. So you say, what kind of a person is this? So when we are talking to Allah Ta'ala, just think that, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, all praise belongs to my Allah. Allah in return replies, Hamidani Abdi, my servant has praised me. Allahu Akbar. He doesn't know me so well also. We don't know the greatness of Allah, and we're praising Allah Rabbul Izzat. So when a person starts coming to learn the Mazmoon, and that is so simple, Chonsi Surat Pare Mazmoon Usi Surat Ka Khiyar Kare. Whatever surahs we are reading, for how many years we are reading those surahs. And like Hazrat says, many of us, myself, we got patent surahs. The four shortest surahs, that's our surahs in namaz all the time. So all our life we can't learn the meaning of Surah Fatiha. Just try and learn the meaning of Surah Fatiha. And then when you read, Allahu Akbar, that is why sunnat also is in Surah Fatiha to read one ayat. That you just concentrate lightly on the meaning, then see how enjoyable it is to read Surah Fatiha. How enjoyable it is, Allahu Akbar, to be speaking to Allah Rabbul Izzat. So that is another way of concentration. That make a little effort. And in the simple, there is a kitab, Miftahul Quran. It's in few parts, and now it's in English also. In there, the du'as of namaz are there. One word is taught. On our own we can learn. You don't even need to go to an alim. If you don't understand something, yes, you go to an alim. So try and learn the meaning and then see, pay attention. When I'm talking to Allah Ta'ala, how can I be unmindful? I am talking to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then see, this concentration will build. And accordingly, you'll see how easy it is to build concentration in Salah. Many times we want to put our target so high, and we think concentration is, I must be absorbed. No, absorption is something else. Concentration is just little attention. That a person is just attentive for a few minutes, I'm in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some people, they get a fever of taqwa, and want to be so pious, you can't keep up to that standard. No, Allah Ta'ala has made our deen very easy. According to our ability, according to our the capability, Allah Ta'ala says, لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا وسعها. We never make any command incumbent upon you that is difficult. So concentration and devotion is not difficult in the least, but especially if you do your cause of zikrullah daily, you make your zikr, you take your spiritual medicine, then see automatically when you come in the masjid, you'll know I'm coming in the house of Allah. When you start automatically, your mind will become present now. I'm standing in front of Allah. You stand in your qiyam, just think for a few seconds I'm standing. Doesn't mean you must only think for a few seconds. It means like a person who is a beginner like myself, that alone is concentration. So it's not hard, and it will grow as you so learn the meanings of the various du'as of salah, learn the meaning of the surahs that you are reading, and then see that when a person is reading now, agar maqami itab or ghusle ka hai, khauf kare aur pana chahe, then while you are reading, Allahu Akbar, and if the topic comes with regard to Allah Ta'ala's warning and Allah Ta'ala's anger, then like Allah Ta'ala is saying, Ala la'natullah ala al-kazibin, that be aware, Allah's curse on the liars. Now in namaz you fear, and in namaz you making dua in your heart, that oh Allah, don't make me amongst the kazibin, don't make me amongst the liars. And today this has become a profession. To tell lies is like every man thinks I got the gift of the gab. But if you just think in namaz, Allah's curse now. And that is why it is we are taught. So many people reciting Quran Sharif, instead of getting rahmat, they're getting the la'anat of Allah. In namaz also we're getting the curse of Allah. But when you learn the meaning, and you know now, just get a, even if you're not an alim, and you don't know so much Arabic, but few, you know what is la'anat, you know what is jahannam. So at that time, in your heart, you just make dua. that Allah, please. And but that is just to be attentive. That while you're reading, you think, Ya Allah, save me from Jahannam. Save me from your curse. And that Allahu Akbar. Or jo maqam rahmat or inayat ka hai, usko khuda se talab kare. And as you're reading about Jannat, and you're reading rahmat, you're reading about Allah's mercy, in your heart you beg Allah, Oh Allah, I also want to be amongst you. I also want this mercy of yours. I also want to be amongst those people that are enjoying your mercy. So in namaz, a person can gain this, that a person realizes that Allah Ta'ala's rahmat now is descending upon me. Now how much more eagerly, you won't even want to shorten your namaz. You want to read, and that is why we see the friends of Allah Ta'ala in their namaz, especially their nafal namaz, they just carried on what one ayat. Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayh, one ayat is reading in namaz, whole night, fariqun fil jannah wa fariqun fil sa'ir. That on the day of Qiyamah, now the scene of Qiyamah is in front of him. And he's saying we're going to see groups going to Jannat. Groups are going to Jahannam. And he doesn't think that I am the Imam of the time, I'm going to Jannat. He's tearing, he's crying that which group am I going to be. So when a person becomes conscious like this, just learn basically the literal meaning or just pay literal attention, then a person will see that now in your heart how you're asking Allah Ta'ala. So in your heart your du'as are already increasing and connection with Allah Rabbul Izzat. Then, or usko khuda se talab kare, aur ruswa uske, aur siwa uske, aur bhi baate hai ke de waaste khas ke hai. And besides that, there are other many ways of building more concentration for the very special servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Those now who are more connected with Allah Rabbul Izzat, the very, very special servants. This doesn't mean we can't attain this. You work towards it slowly, slowly. You can build your concentration and you can see Allahu Akbar. What Allah ta'ala has got to offer, then in namaz, you don't want to stop your namaz. You enjoy making qiraat of your namaz. Then you won't want to just read short surahs. You'll want to read whatever long surahs you got, you'll want to read that. So this is, concentration is very simple. One is, just think for a few seconds that I'm standing in front of Allah Ta'ala. And one is, for every posture of yours, just think I'm in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Further than that, to build it little more, just think of the subject matter that you are talking to Allah Ta'ala. For that, just make a little effort to learn the meanings of the surahs, to learn the meanings of the du'as, etc. And when you learn the subject matter, then as you hear you read the ayats of Jannat, in your heart make du'a. You read the ayats of Jahannam, in your heart make du'a. The curses of Allah, you make du'a in your heart, that, Oh Allah, save me from all this. And Oh Allah Ta'ala, don't let me fall into this. And Allahu Akbar. Like Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has mentioned in ayat of the Qur'an-i Kareem, أَفَمَنْ شَرَحَ اللَّهُ صَدْرَهُ لِلْإِسْلَامِ فَهُوَ عَلَىٰ نُورٍ مِّن رَبِّهِ. When a person, Allah wants to open his heart for Islam, Allah opens his chest and he realizes that Islam is the best way for me. And he's got a special nur. But what is the sign of that? Sahaba asked Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that you'll get disinclination from this world. You'll use the best of this world also, but you won't have the love for it. You won't have the eagerness for it, that I must work so hard for this car, for this house, etc. You won't have the love. You can have a million rand check by your heart, but you won't have just the love of 1 cent of it. You'll use it, you'll spend it properly, and that love won't be there. Now when there's just inclination of dunya, you're looking forward to your akhirah. That is my house. That is where everything is going to be just enjoyable. Here it's going to be perishing. Any, I got a million rand in my car, which minute somebody can just snatch it away, etc. And then a person now is eager to prepare to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But when a person doesn't do a pause in zikrullah, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that فَوَيْلُ لِلْقَاسِيَةِ قُلُوبُهُمْ مِنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ. They are those people whose hearts have become hard-hearted and curse for them because they are unmindful of Allah's zikr. So when you are unmindful, then you say, I can't concentrate in namaz, I get taught, etc. The cause for that, Allah Ta'ala says, that we have revealed the Quran Kareem for you. Such a word, تَقْشَئِرُّ مِنُ جُلُودُ الَّذِينَ يَخْشَوْنَ رَبَّهُمْ, that now your skins will also tremor when you hear about Allah Rabbul Izzat. So when you start doing the zikrullah, now this is the special servants of Allah. As they make more zikr of Allah, when they stand in the court of Allah, they tremor. And like we see, Allahu Akbar, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hazrat Aisha radiallahu mentioned, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is talking, but just the time of salah comes, his face, the color of the face of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam changes now. Now Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's attention is somewhere else. So this is already before they in namaz, the special servants, they have the special, the devotion, that now I'm going to stand in the court of my Allah. I'm going to meet Allah Rabbul Izzat. So khas ke hai, na waste aam ke, aur huzuri bagair, ta'asir dil ke, muyassar nahi, aur ta'asir ka dil ki badoon danis, maani, alfaz ke haasil nahi. And your Hazrat is explaining also one important point, that a person realizes that if you don't do your cause in zikrullah, then you can't get presence. It won't affect your heart when you're in the court of Allah Ta'ala. Because your mind is still unmindful. You're coming in salah, but you're still thinking, I must do this, I must do that. Your mind is everywhere else. So without the heart being present, you won't have effect, and you won't able to achieve this great honorable position that I am standing in the court of my Creator. I am standing in the court of my Master, Allahu Akbar. And a person who knows the value of slavery, the Master got hundreds of slaves and he calls you, how eager you run and you pay attention, that he mustn't say, no, you don't know how to do the work, you get out, I'll call another person. No, you pay total attention. So that is why important to try and make an effort to learn at least the basic meanings of the few surahs that we read, of the dua. So long we're reading sana, subhanakallahumma, and we start, it's like you greeting a person when you come or enter his palace, or you go to visit him, and you come to Allah Ta'ala, and we're still unmindful. That is why we find namaz seems to be a burden, whereas it's a great enjoyment. So isi waaste jo kuch namaz mein hai, maana uske Hindi zuban mein mahawara ke muwafiq likhe hai. And Hazrat said that you'll see now so many translations is available. Particularly this kitab is in India, Pakistan, in India. So he says even in the Hindi language there are translations of the duas, etc. We got it in English language, in any language you'll get the translation of the surahs, etc. Aksar غریب لوگ جو ان معنوں سے مطلق بے خبر ہیں سمجھ کے حضور دل سے نماز گزارے اور بہت سی حلاوت پائے. حضرت سے so much so that even people who don't know the meanings of the surahs etc. and they are such people that even they are now old, they can't learn also, but and they can't even read Quran Sharif. But Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali says, an old lady, that she can't read Quran Sharif, but she makes wuzu, she starts facing Qibla Sharif, she takes the Quran Sharif, she kisses it, she puts it on her head, she opens it and she says, Yeh mera Allah ka kalam hai, Yeh mera Allah ka, this is the word of my Allah, this is the word of my Allah. So even she benefits. So even if a person doesn't know, he can just think that what the Imam is reading, he's reading the word of Allah. He's reading the word of my Allah. He's reading Allah Ta'ala's commands. Allah is talking to me. So even if you can't manage to learn, you'll still, there's no excuse. You can still be able to get great benefit. And you can still be able to, and look at the tolerance of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. Allah Ta'ala is so kind, so merciful, that even if a person doesn't know the meaning, Allah Ta'ala still gives you the great benefit of Quran Kareem. Allah Ta'ala still gives you the enjoyment. And such people, what enjoyment they get from Quran Kareem, many times people who are hufaz don't get that enjoyment. And we see this was the condition of the old people. They used to just say, this is Allah's kalam. And even Azan used to go, that Allah is calling out to me. And you see their lives had truthfulness, they had honesty, they had love, etc. Because they realized this was the word of Allah. Aur ek fayda aur hai, agar maana alfaz ke jaane, to sab bure kaamon se, ke jin se nuksan iman ka hai, bache aur maloom kare, ke jo ikrar apne Rab ke saamne kya hai, usi par kaim hai, kaim rahe. And one other great benefit, if a person just learns the meaning of it, then a person, as you are reading, then you read that this thing is harmful to my iman. Allahu Akbar. Like, for example, a person knows that you come for salah and your garment is below your ankle. You are getting Allah's curse. Now you know this is harmful for my salah. Now you will be conscious that how can I come in the court of Allah Ta'ala with my garment there, and now you save yourself. It's not just harmful, it's harmful to my iman, which is more valuable than my life. And forget yourself, you'll be conscious, you see somebody else also, you want to tell him. Otherwise, you won't be like a person thinks, if you see somebody's trousers are burning at the bottom, you won't keep quiet, hey, bye, I feel shy to tell him. Quickly you'll go tell him, yeah, your trousers are burning in the fire of Jahannam. Allahu Akbar. And for example, a person is reading, Kullil mu'mineena yaghuddu min absarihim. Tell the believers to control their gazes. Now you know this is detrimental to my iman. Immediately you'll realize, hey, I must save myself from this. And so beautifully, one great pious servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Mawlana Ahmadullah sahab, he'll put it in a beautiful poem, that, na deko in surf ruhoku zin nahar. Paro Rabbana qina azab an-nar. They don't go out and look at this woman who has put this lust and all this cosmetics and they have put lipsticks on their lips and that red lips. Now you're looking, don't ever look, you're looking at the fire of Jahannam. You're not looking at something nice. Now when a person realizes this is harmful to my iman, how he saves himself. So this poem is so beautiful for tasawwuf also, to control your gazes, and how he has compared the red lips to the fire of Jahannam. You think you are looking at something nice, you don't realize what you're looking at. Like Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Kareem, لا تَقُولُوا أَمْوَالَ الْيَتَامَ ظُلْمًا. That don't eat up the wealth of orphans unjustly. Now you are executor, you have to take care of the wealth of the orphans, and you say, no, they're still young, and you're spending more than necessity, and you are eating samosas and biryani with that wealth. You're not eating samosas and biryani. You're eating the fire of Jahannam, and you don't realize this. So if you just learn the meaning little, now you will save yourself. And then what promise we made with Allah Ta'ala, that, oh Allah, you gave me iman, and I will protect my iman, I will obey your commands, I'm your slave. Now you'll be firm on that pledge, just by learning the little meaning. And then how consciousness, when a person realizes, and that is why early in the morning when you get up already, make shukr to Allah, oh Allah, you gave me life. Allahu Akbar. And not just life, you could have created me a snake. That somebody wants to kill. Allah Ta'ala could have created us as stool, as dirt. Allah made us the best of creation. Then Allah gave us iman. If you make shukr every day in the morning when you just get up, few seconds as you getting up, make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. That Allah, you gave me iman, now your iman will be strengthened. And you'll be worried, I mustn't lose this iman. Oh Allah, you made me in the ummati of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then you make a pledge with Allah, oh Allah, because you gave me life and I belong to you, I try my best to obey your commands and stay away from all haram. And now when you're reading salah, it will be established even more. It will come more firm in your life. So that a person starts realizing this, that I must fulfill my pledges and stick to my pledges and be an honorable person. Apne Rab ke saamne kya hai? That whatever pledges you made in front of Allah, in Alam-e-Arwa, we all said, Ya Allah, you are our Rabb. We read the Kalima, it's a pledge we're making from Allah, for Allah Ta'ala. So a person keeps this in mind, aur upi usi par qaim rahe, aur hai har ek talib-e-iman ko laik hai, کہ حقیقت نماز کی اس طور پر جانے کہ حضرت حق نے مجھ کو تمام پیدائش میں بہتر پیدا کر کے بڑی تاکید سے واسطے حاضر ہونے دربار کے پانچ وقت اس نے مطلق دیا. اللہ اکبر. And then a person realizes that every person who appreciates the great gift of Iman, that Allah gave me the greatest gift, which is far better than my life also. All the corporate world, everything put together, cannot be compared to the great gift of Iman. So when Allah Ta'ala has given me the great gift of Iman, Allahu Akbar, then it is only worthy of every person who wants to look after his Iman, that he learns the reality of Namaz in such a way, and he realizes that Allah made me the best of all creation. And Allah has even informed me, وَلَقَدْ كَرَّمْنَا, but I made you so honorable. And not only honorable, Allahu Akbar. Allah Ta'ala has stressed that now come and meet me 5 times a day. Allahu Akbar. To strengthen your bond with Allah. So Allah Ta'ala has commanded that build masjid, and not just build masjids for show. Keep the masjids open. Go and make salah in the masjid. And not just go and make salah, have an announcer to remind you, the muazzin, to call us to the masjid. But when we don't know the value, today we'll be closing our masjid. And that is the sad condition. We don't realize who we are. That Allah Ta'ala, Allahu Akbar, Allah has given me this honor, that to be present in the court of Allah Ta'ala, and Allah gave me izne mutlaq. Allah gave me open the permission. That is not by Allah Ta'ala's house I have to pay any fee, that I have to pay an admission fee or anything. Allahu Akbar. You go to any party or you are to any other place, you have to pay a fee and you have to register before, etc. Here by Allah's house you don't have to register. How? But how sad now, Shaitan has put such a blot on our mind that we don't realize who we are. And now many masjids you must register. You don't register, you can't enter the masjid. No, Allah Ta'ala hasn't given these people permission. Nobody has the right to block anybody from the masjid. A person, any person, no matter who you are, how you are, Allah Ta'ala has given you permission in the masjid. Or muhtaj awar ke izan ka, or ehsan mand kisi darbar ya naqib ka nahi kiya. Allahu Akbar. And Allah Ta'ala did not make it such that I am who is in need of Allah Ta'ala, who I am in need of the favors of Allah Ta'ala, that when I come to the masjid, that I have somebody who has done a favor upon me, I have to beg him that please let me enter the masjid. No, Allah Ta'ala did not make that. Allah made it open. Any person comes early to the masjid, he gets the best place behind the imam. You, nobody is even allowed to reserve that place. Unless you were there before time, you were sitting, you went for some need, then only you can put your place. But on your own, you can't put before time for the next namaz, now you put your place and book your place. No, the poorest man can be standing next to the richest man. The most ordinary, sinful person can be standing next to the greatest, pious person. So Allah Ta'ala hasn't made it, we have to beg anybody, we have to ask anybody and become like the humble slaves in front of anybody. Allah Ta'ala has stressed upon us that you come for salah, and you come and strengthen your bond with Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and then further, or ghair hadiri par wada sakht azab ka farmaya. This inshallah we'll explain to tomorrow. Allah give tawfiq, that if you don't come for salah, then Allah has given severe warnings. And the severe warnings is not actually to scare us, but to make us realize, I want to give you so much, and still you're not coming. So Allah Ta'ala make us understand the reality of salah, and make us eager to run towards salah.